fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the second day of March, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a pledge. I'm proud to say, if you want to volunteer, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to check all your foot gear, shoes, boots, boot laces, make sure they're in good condition, clean, ready to go. This is the time your people start getting more active outdoors. And of course, I'm probably the only radio talk show host you ever heard of that recommends what kind of socks to wear. That would be merino wool socks. Yes, I do recommend merino wool socks, whether it's 10 below zero or 110 above zero. Merino wool socks will keep your feet comfortable all year long. You might want to check those out. All right, we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where you can get all you want right now, all you want of non-GMO food. All of it's non-GMO. Much of it is organic, at very good prices with very quick shipping. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on this morning. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, one of the things talked about a bit, but not a lot, is Ukraine grows a substantial portion of the world's wheat supply. They also have other agricultural products coming out of their honey, for example. But if the wheat supply from Ukraine is disrupted, what's that going to do to the price of food for us here in the United States?
It's not just, well, I mean, the wheat supply, that's important, right? Everything is going up, as you've noticed, across the board, food, beverages, building supplies, everything, metal, everything is going up. So this is just another thorn in the side of the food production world, the industry, that is. And it's going to affect prices here at home, of course.
Okay. Well, of course it will. Of course it will. Well, I was At the Republican Central Committee meeting in Crawford County Monday evening, nobody said a word about the war in Ukraine. Not a word. Now, that particular night, Monday night, the 28th of February, the Freedom Convoy arrived in Cuba, Missouri, where the Republican Central Committee was meeting. The only discussion about that was the ungodly traffic jams, where it took an hour to make a five-minute trip because of all the thousands of cars and trucks and motorhomes and so forth that were clogging up the streets of a pretty small town of, about 3,000 or 4,000 people. So that tells me that most Americans aren't all that concerned about the war in Ukraine. That seems to be what's going on. What kind of feedback? You talk to people all over the country. Are people talking very much or at all about the war in Ukraine?
Well, I mean, we might be listening to different people. First of all, in Cuba, Missouri, I want to say, I think they missed the point. If they're complaining about traffic, you know, it's a one-time event. They should have been out there with their flags and cheering these truck drivers on, because they're taking money out of their pocket to do this, right? And they're standing up for liberty. They're standing up for justice. And there's something to be said for that, something amazing. On that point, listen, we're well, I'm talking to people all the time. They're nervous. They're very nervous. And it seems like there's just two points out there. There's those that think that Russia should invade Ukraine, and then there's those that say, no, we need to send in NATO and put a stop to it. So it doesn't seem like there's a lot of in-between, John.
Well, your audio, this last bit of speech you gave, was really terrible for some reason. It was excellent when you started, and I don't know how it's coming out at our station in Texas, but we need to do something about that. Well, as I've been want to say, there's no good guys when it comes to leadership of either country. The leadership of Ukraine is basically the mafia, to use a term that people are familiar with. The leadership of Ukraine is a criminal conspiracy. There seems to be a growing body of evidence that in Ukraine there were, past tense, I think the Russians may have blown them up or disabled them, 11 biological warfare laboratories, which had President Putin very concerned, and he's given speeches about that. Despite the leadership of both countries being corrupt and whatever they may be, it's the citizens of the countries that pay the price. It's a shame, but the innocent men, women, and children in Ukraine, they will pay the price. The soldiers from Russia who are being forced into battle, whether they want to go or not, they're going to pay the price, as well as their families. The third hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us, and he'll give us some updates on what's going on. But the Russians began digging graves in the communities all over Russia in preparation to receive the bodies of the soldiers coming home. So you've reconnected, Chance. Let's see how your audio is.
Yes, sir. I switched servers. How does that sound?
Just as bad, if not worse.
Really?
It's really weird. Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, it's a really bad glitch there, whatever it is. If you've got a landline telephone, give Julie a call on that. That would be better than what you're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see continued raising of prices of all petroleum products, of food, building materials, probably going to bleed over into a lot of things that we routinely buy for our home and our family, clothing, for example. That's what's coming. There's been some attempts, and I don't know how much effect of releasing petroleum reserves that have been held back for this kind of emergency. OPEC has announced that they're going to be incrementally raising their production, which it'll take a while, but it'll help. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the Biden administration to revisit the Keystone Pipeline and revisit the oil leases that have been shut down. So it could be a wild ride here. Now, let's chance you with us on the telephone now, sir.
I am, John. Actually, I'm still on Skype. I'm on a mobile Skype, though. How's that sound?
It's perfect. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, outstanding. So the war began. It'll be a week ago tomorrow. The war began. The first time there's been open warfare between two nations in Europe since 1945. And I'm really concerned about where this is going. And for the time being, Simply Clean Foods has a good inventory and shipping the same day or the next day, next business day at the latest, don't you, sir?
Yeah, we're still fine on inventory. We're very, very blessed to be able to have the inventory that we have because we did some pre-planning, John. There is one little announcement. I've had phone calls from customers that really want to try our coffee, but they don't have grinder, and they wanted to know if we could grind the coffee for them. So we have done that. We have a commercial grinder here. We will be offering the organic Honduran coffee in 8-ounce bags, pre-ground, vacuum sealed, and it's only going to be $10. So something for folks to take a look at. That's going to be on our website today.
Well, another heads up for you coffee drinkers, and I've been a coffee drinker since I was in the Army. There's little stainless steel K-cups that you can get that you can put in your Honduran organic coffee in these little stainless steel K-cups, and then use that in your K-cup coffee maker. So that would be another handy thing there also, wouldn't it, Chance?
Yeah, can I comment on that? As a matter of fact, that's a great idea because it's stainless steel. For those that have a Keurig machine, please understand that the little plastic pods, that you purchase, in 99% of the cases, I think there's only one company that's doing it right, those are not BPA-free. They are not BPA-free. So you're putting boiling water into plastic. The outcome is BPAs in your system, and the liver just doesn't know how to handle that, right? So it stores it. So this tip, John, is huge. Use those stainless steel containers. You're going to be much better off, and they also won't affect the flavor of your coffee.
There you go. There you go. A simple solution that it doesn't cost very much at all. They're available at Amazon for very little money. Well, that's good information here. The BPA in these little K-cups is something people don't need in their system, not at all. Well, Chance, you also talk to people around the country, and I'm sure the discussion also includes reactions to vaccines, people dying from the vaccines. We've had in my county about a 40% increase in people dying since last July, beginning the third quarter of last year. Are you hearing any comments about that locally or from the people you talk to?
In a neighboring town, it's interesting. They have two funeral homes there, and they're so backed up now, John, that the funerals after someone has passed, they're postponing for 2 weeks. So if that gives you an idea, I think this is, all around the country. For those that have received either the original clot shot or the boosters, it's starting. It seems like it's starting, John. It's unfortunate.
Right, right, right. Well, small-town funeral homes generally can handle more than two funerals in a day. That's typically about their capacity. I've seen in a larger city, I've seen funeral homes that can handle six funerals at the same time. But people have to be commenting on this unprecedented number of people dying. There has to be some discussion in the coffee shops, in the restaurants, and the barber shops, and beauty shops, at church, at places where people work. This has to become a topic of discussion, don't you think?
Well, it is. And you think about grandparents and parents. This is probably the most common topic when it comes to these vaccines, if that's what you want to call them. The most popular topic is, well, my kids are trying to force me to get this shot. I don't want it, but they said if I don't get the shot, then I can't be around, you know, my grandson or my granddaughter. The other comment is, you know, I tried to educate people. I told them, you know, I showed them what the dangers were, and they did it anyway, right?
Right.
Listen, that old adage, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, is very, very true. And folks, all you can do is educate people, inform them of the dangers. If they don't listen and they get the shot anyway, you did your part. I mean, it's sad, yes, but you did your part.
And some people, Eric Clapton, arguably the world's best guitar player ever, he thought he would do the right thing and protect his grandchildren by getting the clot shot. Now he can't play the guitar. And what a loss. We don't know how many years he would have had left playing the guitar, but that his ability to play the guitar at the level he always did for so many decades is gone. Now he's speaking out publicly against the clot shots. And because of his notoriety, people do listen. And if he calls a journalist, he will get interviewed because he's Eric Clapton. But even somebody with the fame of Eric Clapton is having very little effect on the general public, unfortunately. I didn't watch the State of the Union address last night. Did you happen to see it by any chance?
Yeah, how do I be nice? I'm going to try
to be nice.
I just didn't choose to. I knew I was aware of it, but I mean, he's just a bumbling idiot, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Back to Eric Clapton, I can't get past that. So you did say arguably, so I have to throw in another name. A lot of people don't know this because they really never saw it on stage, but there is a guitarist named Eddie Van Halen from Van Halen. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely amazing. I've never heard anyone make a guitar actually sing until I heard him back in, I think it was the late 80s.
Okay. But we don't know his vaccination status.
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good little nuance to throw in there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're into the third year now of the make-believe pandemic, a disease that kills 0.3% of the people that contract it is not a pandemic. So it's been a complete fantasy. It was January of 2020. 2020, get my years right, that where I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise, where we saw these videos coming out of China. And I'll tell you, Chance, they were scary. Man walking down the street, there's nobody around. He falls face first to the concrete, bleeds out and dies, allegedly from the COVID-19. I say allegedly because when I went back and watched the same video later, I realized, oh, yes, this guy had his hands just below his waist, and he caught himself before his face hit the concrete. He was a world-class athlete in top physical condition to be able to do that. The whole thing was a fantasy. Let's see. We got some callers on hold here. Looks like our next caller is Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay, John?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
John, I was wondering if you were aware of during President Trump's inaugural speech, about 2 minutes and 30 seconds into his speech, the military came up, marched up behind him. And then when he said a certain phrase he used about the government being given back to the people, pretty close to that, another military man came in and dismissed all of those military people, and they turned around and marched off. Do you know what that represented?
I don't. Well, tell us after the break. We'll find out after the break. Hold on.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. A very nice discount when you use the coupon code LibertyMan on top of the already great prices. And if you don't have internet access, you want to order Simply Clean Foods, just give Chance a call at 737-400-2066. Well, we're hoping that Mark would give us a heads up, but he got away from us here. I don't know how he got disconnected, but he's disconnected. And Mark, please call back. We're anxious to find out what that was all about with the soldiers behind President Trump when he gave his inauguration speech. Chance, you're still on mute there, sir. There we go. Nope, on mute. You're still on mute, Chance. Chance is on mute. There we go. All right. You have your own testing facility to check for heavy metals in the food that you offer, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. We check for heavy metals in all of our food, as well as glyphosates in all of our food as well. most of our food is certified organic. All of our food is at a minimum non-GMO, which is very important. Just like we spoke about before with BPAs, GMOs have a very negative effect on the human body because the body doesn't know what it is. It's a strange substance and it just stores it, right, in the fat and in the liver. So, you know, we have to be very cognizant of the foods that we put in our body. That's where we get our energy. And as we get older, you know, the food that you ate when you were younger can come back and bite you. Don't you agree, John?
Well, that's very true. Not so much for us older folks, but because the food we're eating now is not the food I ate as a child. It's changed dramatically in so many ways. It's not the same. But you are what you eat is an old saying. It's been around. It's very true. Another saying is that your food is your medicine, and another true statement, which if you live in the allopathic medicine world, doesn't make sense. But when you live in the homeopathic world, it makes perfect sense and complete sense, doesn't it?
It does. You know, what you're talking about is the food that you put in your body actually saves you, John, in the long term, these massive medical bills for surgeries that could have been avoided, right?
That's right.
Or dementia or Alzheimer's. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, but I do look at some of the graphs going back to the mid-80s, and we see these spikes about the same time that they started introducing chemicals into our food, like high fructose corn syrup, by genetically modifying our seeds, these Franken seeds. And so, yeah, it's so important that you take these measures now so that you'll have the energy to, you know, run around with the grandkids, say, you know, or live a long and productive life. Very, very important. Do we have Charlie on hold?
We do. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, John. I heard you mention a little bit about the labs there over in Ukraine. I stand by that. I said it yesterday, and I'll stand by that, it looks like, I don't know whether the Russians took those labs out with the thermobaric bomb, or whether whether the labs were self-destructed. I don't know. But they are there, and I know that for a fact because I've looked it up, I've traced it down on the internet, and I've found them. And they have... on Jeff Rentz, he has a link where you can go and look in them, and you can see that they were deleted all their information on those labs that be in there. So the department and they were run by the NIH, by the way, which was Fauci's organization, right?
So well, it seems Fauci to me, Charlie. Charlie, it seems to me pretty like a pretty dangerous thing to blow up buildings that are full of chemicals and materials that can kill people. It seems like a very irresponsible thing to do to me.
Not if you use those thermal bombs, because they can go in they're like bunker busters, and they're so hot that they vaporize everything that's there. You know, it just burns it all up. Well, at least that's my understanding of it.
If it does, I don't know enough about the technology to know if that's the case or not. But if it does, that's great.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know whether Russia's there to secure those labs or whether they're the ones that are destroying them. But I'll stand by what I said yesterday. They're there, and I do know they're there because I have looked them up on the internet, found evidence of them. Now,
okay.
There's one other thing.
Hold on, Charlie. Hold on. We've got to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots of new things there. We have a couple of new real estate listings. These are beautiful homes and acreages in my county, Crawford County, Missouri. I know quite a few of you would like to live in the same county I live in. There's some great opportunities there, beautiful properties. You need to check those out under real estate. And, of course, I am a satellite telephone dealer. The satellite telephones in Ukraine are being used on a daily basis right now. They can't be shut down unless they shut down their own satellites, which they're not going to do. And, of course, energy cleaners. I really like helping people get their life back. Are you not doing things you like to do? Go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, ride a bicycle, go hunting, go fishing, whatever it might be, because of arthritis pain. What are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Get the best night's sleep you've had in decades. That's part of it. In the times ahead, sleep will be at a premium. And whatever little sleep you get, the energy cleaner will help you with those 2 or 3 hour cat naps that you get here and there. So the energy cleaner is available on our website, the mattress pads that go with it. For all you folks who already have an energy cleaner, check out the microfiber throws. They're warm and cozy. You can use them on your bed. on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. They come in two different colors, gray and taupe, which is light brown. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your micro plush throw at my website or by calling my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. Left over from the last segment, we got Charlie with a further comment. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to comment a couple of more things here. It seems like that, I don't know what's going on over there, but it seems like that there's, for a siege, you know, I haven't noticed, I don't think they've started shelling Kiev, but I did, yesterday there was a gentleman called in and gave a Russian, or a Greek website. And I went to that website and I started going through it. And yeah, you have to have the Google text thing so you can translate it. But one of the things that I noticed that was, I found very interesting and very troubling to me is that the Secretary of State or whatever you call them over there, they're in Russia, has made an announcement that to the European Union and the countries that are involved in the European Union, that they would be facing grave retaliation if they continue to support the Kiev or whatever area. And they are continuing to do so. And he also said that the people in Kiev are guilty of bombing and, you know, terrorizing the people of Donetsk, and that they will be held accountable. So it looks like what they're planning on doing is they haven't cut communications exactly, but they have destroyed some of their airports and some of the radio towers, the Russians. And it looks like they're encircling Kiev. They're going to prevent people from leaving. And it looks like they're going to go in and try to dig, maybe, this is my opinion, dig people out of there that are these traitors, you know, that they're talking about. But if the European Union continues to do this, this is going to escalate this war, because their Secretary of State or whatever he is made it very clear that there would be serious retaliation if European Union countries continue to support
them. Charlie, I'm pretty sure that there was an emergency session and vote to bring Ukraine into the European Union in the last couple of days. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I think that
that did happen.
This is not a good thing. I don't know. I don't know. I know that will bring NATO in there, and that's exactly what Putin doesn't want.
Well, I don't know the relationship between, and I'm going to see if I can look this up. European Union, and then let's see. We'll find out if Ukraine is in there. I think they may be. I think there was a. It seems like I read an article Okay. Here's the report. Yeah, Ukraine's plea to join the European Union is accepted. European Parliament accepted Ukraine's application to join the European Union on Tuesday. That would be yesterday. A special procedure has begun to admit Ukraine to the EU. Voting for the same to take place at 9 p.m. Indian Standard Time, whenever that is. So it looks like they're in, or soon will be, if they have a complete done deal. And I don't know exactly, and it may be a question for Jeff Nyquist, the relationship between the European Union and NATO. I simply don't know what that is. Do you have any idea yourself, Charlie, what the relationship is between the two organizations?
No, except for the European Union, they are behind the NATO. You know, most of those countries are NATO countries, as far as I know.
Well,
there is one other thing I wanted to comment on before I let you go. And this has to do with the vaccine, the virus, you know. Yesterday, Dave called in and made a comment about that one guy in Dr. Cohen as saying these things, and that was a tongue-in-cheek statement that he made. It wasn't even, it was kind of a joke. So he's really taking that out of context. There are nobody is denying that there's viruses. I don't even deny that. I don't think that
there, oh, there are.
I don't there, think there is are. That there's there, a COVID-19
there
virus.
There, Charlie, there are but, people denying there's a virus.
Well, not me. And Dr. Cohen certainly doesn't say that there's no viruses. He, as a matter of fact, what he says is a little bit different. He says that what the body does is when it gets sick, that's part of the healing process. And he says the body then produces viruses to help soak up toxins and different things like that that are being produced while the body is being sick. And he says, and that he says that's why he left the medical profession, because they attack disease, and he believes that disease is part of the healing process, and that we are a family of a society where we communicate electrically with each other, people. And if one person dies, then other beings have, other humans have the ability to pick up and go with the same disease until there's immunity developed. So it's like we're all part of a collective hive of survival. And he says man was created not to be sick, but to be to live. And we are a group of people. And that's kind of like how, where Dr. Cohen is coming from. He's brilliant, actually. He's absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
And yeah, I just wanted to clarify that, because it's really taking what he said way out of context.
Okay.
And Chance, I'm going to be giving you a call here before too much longer. I ordered, if in case you're wondering, I ordered some of that those food products from Chance, and I've been making payments on it.
Okay.
So that's
sounds
why
good.
I keep saying that.
Real good, Charlie.
And I'm going to get. I'm not done yet. Wait, hold on. One
okay.
more thing. Jimi Hendrix, all right. Mark Knopfler, Chet Atkins, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. All right, you got it?
Well,
all right, goodbye.
Excellent guitar players. Our next caller looks like John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Morning, gentlemen. I tend to agree with your last caller. Viruses, I think, are your body's EMS system, basically used in healing. That's why not only are they not alive, you cannot kill a virus because they're not alive. They're not living, you can't kill it, but they're sure trying. Anyway, the reason I called, John, you mentioned that Ukraine had made an emergency request to join the EU. I've got a couple of questions and then a comment. I'd like to know, is that troubling to you that they made the request and the request was accepted?
Is it troubling to me? There's a lot
yes.
that's troubling to me. And I don't know what all the ramifications of that are at the moment, so I'm not going to comment on it one way or the other.
Okay, well, it's troubling to me because apparently the people of the Ukraine have no say. The government makes a request, it's accepted by the Union, voila, you're in, or viola, you're in. I've got a problem with that. That would be similar to our government deciding to join the North American Union. No asking the people, do you want this? We're just going to do it, and we're in. That's a huge problem. Chance, have
well,
you got a comment?
In a republic, individual citizens don't make decisions like that. That's what a republic is. In a democracy, they would, and we don't live in a democracy, thank God. Chance, if you have any follow-up, we'd be glad to hear it.
No, I mean, I can see, and again, we don't have the whole picture yet, John, but I can see that what they did was probably more strategic than anything else. What they're looking for are allies, people that are going to have their back and help them out, you know, in this current situation. So I see both sides of it. At the same time, you know, NATO is pushing the wrong buttons in Russia, and I'm sure the EU is going to do the same thing. It's going to be interesting to see how this works out.
Right. Well, I'm not a big fan of the EU thing to begin with, but go ahead, John. Yeah.
I'm not either. One more comment is this, that Chance, you said we don't have all the information, and we don't. I'm not saying Russia is a friend or an ally of anybody. I'm just saying we don't know. The only and organizations that have been lying to us our entire lives. So when you turn the news on or you listen to a radio or a podcast or read the newspaper, if we don't realize as intelligent beings that we can't believe anything that we read, we can barely believe anything we see with our lying eyes, like you were told when you went into the military, believe none of what you hear and half of what you see, and you'll be fine. But for some reason, people are believing everything they hear and everything that comes over the black scrying mirror in their living room as being truth. And I think that's very dangerous. And it's taken us where we're at now, where we don't know real from fact from fiction.
Okay.
John, we call those sheep. Those are sheep. People who can't do their own homework and discover what's true and what's not true, they're sheep. And sheep can be herded. And we'll follow the shepherd, right?
Yep, they'll go to slaughter, too. Anyway, yes, thank you, John, for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Wow, since we're doing guitarists, I'll throw in Phil Keaggy for good measure. He's sort of a contemporary of Eric Clapton, and he's a Christian Realms version of one of the best guitarists. I haven't heard anything much of him in recent years. I don't really know, but I do remember Christians touting Phil Keaggy as being almost as good as Eric Clapton. The notion that the body produces viruses as part of an immune response is absolutely preposterous and by no means genius. I don't know where that's coming from, but boom. A virus carries either DNA or RNA. It's more like a weapon. It doesn't have diploid DNA of its own. It's not a living cell or single-celled organism like a paramecium or something like that. It's more like a weapon. It has a nose cone that kind of blows out, helps it get in. It has a flagellum as a propeller. Viri are really mysterious because they're kind of like weapons more than organisms. And then finally, about this fuel air bomb and blowing up via biological, you know, safe labs. These labs, these facilities are built, you know, deep underground. They're usually multi-level, have special doors, special windows, special, you know, multiple rooms with heavy doors and specialized refrigerators and all that kind of stuff like that, and containment stuff. The idea of sufficiently destroying something like that, even with like a bunker buster or a fuel air bomb, to make sure if even a small quantity of botulinum toxin survived and were propelled up into the air, aerosolized into the air by this explosion, and this stuff settles on the land and on the water tables and stuff like that, unbelievable numbers of people could die from this. Stuff like botulinum toxin, anthrax, all kind of bacteria, viruses, protozoans, prions, you name it. I find it almost like impossible to believe that there could be something short of a fairly sizable tactical nuclear device or some, you know, bunker buster bomb that could produce a sufficient area of incinerating heat to utterly destroy every microbe in a place like that. Seems almost well-nigh impossible. So it seems like places like that have to go in and be manually dismantled, you know, antigen by antigen, and these things have to be destroyed rather than blown up. Well, if they're doing stuff like that, the military isn't interfacing very well with the bio experts, and one of these days somebody's going to blow something up, and then all of a sudden people are going to start dying by tens of thousands. As this stuff settles down out of the cloud, this explosive cloud, and all of a sudden some of these people are going to be wondering why people are dying by the tens of thousands, you know, because of something like that did not get sufficiently.
What you're describing is what will be happening in this country in the coming months. We already got a 40% increase in people deaths. So it's already taking place, but for a different reason.
Yeah, it's at an accelerated rate, but a much slower rate than overall. Like yes, this is happening on a rolling and increasing. It may even be a parabolic curve, like a hockey stick type curve thing that's going to increase and increase. But that still wouldn't be quite as bad as the rapid distribution across millions of people.
That's true.
Botulinum toxin.
Glenn, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We got another call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, and we're back. We are back. And let's see, it'll be our last call of this hour. It'll be Dave in Michigan. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Guitarists Carlos Santana and Esteban, those are some world-class guitarists there. And, you know, guys, I've been using colloidal silver and ionic silver since 2006. I learned from Dr. Rima Libo. That was General Stubblebine's wife. And I'll tell you what, she says, and I know she's right, silver kills all viruses, Ebola, AIDS, you name it. Silver kills it. It kills all bacteria, you know, bad bacteria. It kills parasites, pathogens, you name it. Silver is incredible. We have not been sick in my home since 2006. And when we incorporated the 90 essential nutrients that Dr. Wallach wrote a book about, he is the doctor of minerals and nutrition. And his thesis, his postdoctorate fellowship thesis, was 5,000 pages. After a 12-year study he did as a lead pathologist, he did 20,000-plus autopsies, 3,000 of them on men and women in that 12 years. And that when he turned in his thesis, the University of Missouri said, holy crap, Batman, they turned it into a publishing company that publishes textbooks. That textbook was edited down to 1,200 pages, according to Doc, without losing any content, and it sold to every zoo and aquarium in America, at least, maybe the world, but it was required for them to manage their exotic herds. And that book cost $25,000 back then. And when today, ask Siri or Alexa, they'll tell you, if you can find a brand new copy of Diseases of Exotic Animals by Dr. Joel Wallach, that book will sell for $35,000 today. And that book is in the Smithsonian Institute under glass as a national treasure. You can call them up in New York City and they will tell you that book is in their museum under glass, and if they handle it, they got to wear white gloves. So I've held that book in my hands, fellas, and it's an incredible work by Dr. Joel Wallach. Check it out, Diseases of Exotic Animals. And then he wrote a book called Epigenetics, The Death of the Theory of Genetic Disease Transmission. And that book is a synopsis of Diseases of Exotic Animals. You can buy that book today at drjwallach.com, drjwallach.com. Yes,
real
sir.
Real good. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
Thank
your comments.
You. There's a lot of misinformation coming out of medical mafia. A lot of these, you know, nurses and doctors, they've been trained lies. And, you know, the Bible says in several passages, beware of pharmakia. What do you think pharmakia is? It's the pharmacy.
That's right.
Thank
right.
you, guys.
Thank
great
you,
job. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Well, Chance, you do offer silver at your website. Tell us about that real quick. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, real quick, I think, Dave, we're on the same wavelength here. I was going to mention our Super Silver 30. It is one of the most potent silver supplements.
Okay.
Super Silver 30, check it out in our Health Matters section.
Okay, thank you, Chance. We appreciate it. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Professor Buchanan. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.